Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank Business, banking for good. Member FDIC.
I just want to stay in the sun where I find. I know it's hard sometimes. Pieces of peace in the sun's peace of mind.
Is this 121 Pilots?
Hey, got it.
I'm getting good. Yeah, so we've had a little debate here. Eagles versus Beatles. So I did Google during the break. You know, some people texted in. Like, one guy texted in and said, hey, the Eagles have 5 number one hits. And somebody else texted in saying they had 10 number one hits. And they have songs that, you know, we've heard of. But I'm looking at, I Googled it, like, okay, we got Hotel California and Desperado. And then, I mean, there's a bunch of other songs that, like, yeah, I mean, if they come on the radio, you're like, yeah, that's cool. That's good. Yeah, it's a good, nice, cool tune. But they're just not Beatles level. That's all. That's all I'm saying. You don't have to, you know, everybody doesn't have to, you know, get mad about it. So we got somebody, Brian, our good friend Brian, texting in saying that McCartney was overmatched against Tom Osborne, particularly in 1993 and 94. The CU team had no business losing to Nebraska by such a wide margin. Well, I think they're going to win today. I feel good about the Buffs today. I was watching the Nebraska game last week. I was like, man, they're really not good. Like, especially if they have to pass it all, and you know they have that quarterback coming back, Martinez. That you know you thought, you know, expectations were high, and everybody was like, oh well, you know, because there were times last year where they were just kind of flat out really, really bad. So it was interesting. You know, they finally kind of got back on track a little bit, and so everybody had these high expectations for them this year. But yeah, if week one was any you know gauge, things aren't looking that great for Nebraska. So we'll see. Should be a great atmosphere. We had Dave Platty on earlier in the program saying, hey, you know, they're gonna have 52,000 ish, and you know, the biggest crowd they've had there in a long, long time. So the atmosphere should be electric. We're talking about the Antonio Brown situation. It's just really odd, you know, the way this whole thing has played out. But the Raiders have cut Antonio Brown, saving themselves $30 million, you know, in guaranteed money, plus the, you know, I think his whole contract was like $50 million. So they just got to the decision where it was just time to cut bait. And like, what else are you going to do? You know, like, if this guy is just, you know, a knucklehead, it's been interesting to see how it's played out, where you have John Gruden, who's basically, you know, trying, you know, was trying to be the good guy in the media and not rip, you know, his player. And then it basically got to the point where Mike Mayock, who's, you know, the new GM, just kind of said, I'm done. I'm done with this guy. And welcoming into the program, 1043thefan.com's James Merrillat. James, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Dan. How are you today?
I'm doing well. You getting ready for the big, you're going to Boulder, right?
I am on my way up there now. Yep.
Sweet.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Talk about that real quick. I mean, we're going to talk about this Antonio Brown thing, but it's just kind of special, isn't it? A Saturday CU versus Nebraska. It just kind of means a little bit more, doesn't it?
Oh, no doubt. And it, you know, it's going to be a beautiful day up there. You know, normally these games are played in, you know, back in the day, they were late October, and we had some freezing cold days, and obviously Thanksgiving weekend was that way. So kind of the first time up in Boulder, we've been able to enjoy it on a, you know, beautiful fall college football type Saturday. So, yeah, it should be great. Early season games, you know, you get a lot of those Sacramento States and bad matchups like that, you know, it's kind of hard to talk yourself into making the drive to Boulder. That's not the case today. It should be fun. There's going to be a lot of reps, so I'm preparing myself for that. But other than that, it should be a great time.
Yeah, and actually, I'm fairly optimistic for the Buffs' chances after watching Nebraska last week. I don't think the Buffs are going to have a banner year by any stretch, but it doesn't look like Nebraska can throw the football at all. So I actually kind of like the Buffs' chances. What about you?
I'm a little less optimistic than you. I was not super encouraged, especially in the first half against CSU, the way Colorado played defense. You know, if they're you know, getting gassed like that by the Rams, if that happens today, it's going to be a really long day because the Huskers. You know, it's so tough, I guess, though, to put too much stock in the opener. But if they don't play better defensively against Nebraska than they did CSU, they're going to get beat. So I've got to see it. I'm not as optimistic as you. I think CU's offense can put some points on the board, but I'm afraid if they're going to win today, it's going to have to be like that 65-51 game a few years ago. And boy, I don't like my chances if that's the scenario.
Well, see, that's why I like having you on the program, because I get to be the good guy. You get to be the bad guy. So I'm the one saying, hey, let's, the Buffs have a great shot here. And then, of course, just true to form, James Merrillat saying, it's going to be a tough road to hoe there. So that's why we have you on the program, young man.
Well, and look, I want to be wrong on this, and I want you to be right. I mean, I'm a CU fan, and, I circle it two different days on the calendar. One is CSU and one is Nebraska, so I'm halfway there. I got the double whammy last year. I'd love to have it again this year, but I just, I'm not driving up to Boulder today expecting a win. I'll be pleasantly surprised if I'm wrong.
Yeah. Well, that's James Merrillat, 1043thefan.com. And people know how to find you on Twitter because they find you, they find you quite regularly and let you know, what they think of your, some of the things you say. So, hey, Antonio Brown, man, what's going on with this deal?
It's amazing. I mean, you know, you go to bed and it's one story. You wake up in the morning and, you know, check your phone and it's a different story. It's almost impossible to keep up with it. I really do think at this point, I don't think Antonio Brown wants to play football. That's the only thing that seems to make sense to me about all this different drama, one story after another, one problem after another, the helmet thing. I just don't think he wants to play, and I think he's creating issues and situations, out of thin air. But, I mean, at this point, the Raiders should have moved on after the, altercation with Mayock and taking that opportunity to get out of it. At this one, I mean, they're barely getting it in under the wire here. I think they made it by 4 or 5 hours of, at least in their mind, being able to get out of the contract. So it is one of the most bizarre stories I can remember. It puts T.O. doing sit-ups in his driveway when he was having issues with the Eagles. It puts that to shame. I mean, that's minor league type of incident compared to this thing. It's crazy. It's bizarre. I don't even know what other words to put on it. It's a wacky story.
Yeah, and I was thinking about, like, what you were saying. Like, well, it appears like he just doesn't want to play football. But generally, when you do things like that, you still try and find a way to get paid. Like, you know, kind of like Marquette King did, right?
Yeah.
But he just doesn't seem to care. Like, he's just like, I tend to agree with you. It appears like he doesn't want to play football, but he also appears to not really care about the money either.
Yeah, although the reason he had the latest, brouhaha was because they were going to take away his guaranteed money and make him, basically show up every week for work to get it, which seems like a totally fair and reasonable response by the Raiders, given what's happened in the last 8 weeks. What's bizarre to me is that when the Raiders have had that conversation with he and Drew Rosenhaus, when they kind of mended the fences with the Mike Mayock thing of, hey, we're going to go ahead and, alter your contract. But Antonio Brown acted like when he got it, it was the first time he'd heard that they were going to change the guaranteed money. So, just bizarre, certainly not handled well by the Raiders. But that part of it makes me think he cares about the money. That's what's so strange about it, Dan. Like, none of it ever adds up. There's never, like, a pattern here of, like, well, you can kind of see where this is going to go. It's just as soon as everybody thinks it's going right, he turns left. As soon as everybody thinks it's going left, he turns right. I really do think, if you're trying to apply it here locally and how it affects the Broncos on Monday night, I think that it could hurt the Broncos' chances on Monday night because I think it'll force John Gruden to do what he should do, which is run the football. And the Broncos' weakness, they haven't proven that they can stop the run. They need to just, run it right down their throats. And if they don't have a fancy toy on the outside to tempt them to throw it all over the park, they may just stick to that. So this may not be great news for the Broncos.
James, I'm going to have to call you out on that because I know I'm gonna hear it on the text line. Like, only James Merrillat could find a way to twist this thing into Antonio Brown not playing for the Raiders and make it bad for the Broncos. Like, what are you doing?
Well, look, if I'm the Broncos, what do I want an opposing offense to do against me? I want them to throw the football. Our strength of our team is Bradley Chubb and Von Miller rushing the passer, and then it's the defensive backfield. Like, that's the strength of the team. So if you want to throw it, great. What I don't want teams to do is run the football. And they're huge up front. That offensive line for the Raiders is enormous. You know, they take the kid Jacobs out of Alabama in the first round, running back. So, you know, they're obviously trying to invest in that area. If I'm an opposing team, opposing offense, that's how I'm trying to beat the Broncos. I'm trying to run the ball. I want to set up second three, second two, second four. I want good down and distance. I don't think it plays into the Broncos' hands to have the Raiders have to focus on the run. I really don't. Not trying to be contrarian. I'm just saying the more the Raiders pass on Monday night, the better for Denver. If Antonio Brown's not out there, they're less likely to pass. That's all I'm saying.
So what do we got coming up on the website, 1043thefan.com?
Well, obviously, all sorts of reaction to this. You know, getting rapid reaction videos up there. Diesel's already got one. We got one coming from Mark Sklaris. All the guys will be chiming in. And then, you know, as we get closer to the game, we'll certainly have a little bit of game preview content. Diesel will be putting stuff up. I'll have my column on Monday. We'll have our keys to the game, all that kind of stuff. So, obviously, check it out. New content up all the time.
Hey, real quick. So, I got this kind of this running theme on the show today. The Beatles versus the Eagles, and I'm just kind of the opinion that the Beatles just had a lot more great songs, and we're getting a lot of Kyle Berry behind the glass is throwing a little heat my way, and a lot of stuff on the text line. Where do you weigh in? Is it the Beatles or Eagles?
I'm going to go with the Eagles on that one. Give me that show all day long. I was not a big Beatles guy for years and years and years. And then I saw their Cirque du Soleil show, the Beatles show in Vegas. I'm like, yeah, okay, this is pretty darn good. So I'm coming around, but I'm a longtime Eagles fan. I will take I'll take Don Henley and Glenn Frey and, you know, that crew all day long.
Hey, being on the other side of a James Merrillat opinion is not always bad.
There you go. That must mean something for you.
Yeah. Hey, James, thanks. I might see you up there later today.
All right. Sounds good. Go Buffs.
All right. James, go Buffs. He picks Nebraska to win, and then he says, go Buffs. He's, oh, I'm a Nebraska. I'm a CU guy. I love CU. I want them to win. They're going to lose. But go Buffs. James. All right, James Merrillat from 1043thefan.com. Always love having him on the program. We'll take a quick timeout, and then we'll talk a little bit more about this Antonio Brown situation. And then Andrew Mason from BSN Denver coming up about 2 segments from now.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.